Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. Chip Scoggins with us today. And Chip, we were trotting some of the same ground at Williams Arena yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I was there for most of the day. I think I saw 4.5 games of the girls' state basketball tournament. And I'm out there, I'm writing a column for Sunday, Todd.
Okay.
I'm just amazed at how good the level play is in this state. And not only, it's always been good, but we have such high-level players, like nationally ranked players right now, a group of them. And we've always had, Waylon or Paige Beckers or, maybe a couple players, Tessa Johnson last year. But you look at it, I went today or yesterday, Wednesday, and Liv McGill from Hopkins, who's a top 20 senior, is playing the next game. Next door you had Livia Olsen from Benilde's playing, and then the kid from Hopkins, Olivia Crump, who's just a dynamic junior. I mean, she's, a top five junior nationally. And then Madden Greenway, Chad Greenway's daughter, playing for Providence. So I looked at it. I think we have six or seven players in different classes that are ranked in the top 75 nationally in their class. So it's just amazing. And then, probably 30 Division I players right now. So it's just amazing the level of talent that's in the state.
Yeah, I watched Tori Orline play last night against New London Spicer. She's a terrific player there for Crosby. Ironton has taken them to back-to-back state tournaments. That's not a program that goes to state very often. So, yeah, another terrific player.
Yeah, and her and Madden Greenway were kind of battling out for the scoring record. I think they both were around the same timeline of scoring 2,000 points, 3,000 points. So and they're both sophomores, so I assume that they're going to be doing this for the next couple of years. And just, I think the athleticism, the shot making that we see in the girls' game now, I was talking to some people, and some of that is more kids are playing year-round with AAU, and now you see all these specialized trainers. There's so many of them now, and all these kids are getting specialized training, and they're working with their trainers year-round. And so it's just kind of a natural progression of that we've seen as the growth of high school sports and high school basketball, the more specialized training and nutrition and working out, it just stands to reason. That's why we're seeing so many great players.
You know, I was hoping to get a chance to call the game today against Madden Green, or tomorrow against Madden Green. My unfortunately, New London Spicer, who I'm covering, didn't make it that far. We talked about the column you did with Coach Dreyer, but, all the good players, Orline and Greenway, that's the reason I'm thinking of it. That'll be a terrific matchup. They're kind of similar, but different at the same time. Greenway isn't all that big, but man, she is strong and quick.
Yeah, I haven't seen Orline play. I've seen Madden play a number of times. I saw her play against Albany in the state championship game last year. Saw her yesterday. She had, I think it was 49 points, 12 rebounds, and a handful of assists. Yeah, she is. She's not the tallest, but she's very, very fast.
Yep.
As I joke with her dad, Chad, she gets that from her mom. She was a track star in Iowa. She didn't get it from dad. But she is tough. I mean, she does get her dad's toughness. She is feisty, and she's very competitive, and she's fearless.
Yep.
And so she is and just a great shot maker. Just a really terrific player, and that would be a great final. And, if you look at the 4A, if you get Hopkins and Minnetonka, there is a lot of talent on those two teams. That would be a heck of a final, too, in the 4A.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, Green, and she rebounds. Greenway does, just a terrific rebounder, too. That's part of that toughness that you are referencing. So what is there NIL money dripping down into high school yet?
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah Crump, who I mentioned, the junior from from Minnetonka. I'm going to mess it up. It's some shoe company. I can't remember. It was a agency that has a new shoe or something, but they sponsored her. This came out in, I want to say, January that she signed an NIL deal with her. So we're seeing it nationally. Some of the top high school athletes in different sports that are, have brand or presence on social media, they're getting these NIL opportunities. So we're going to see more and more of that. And so I know Crump has, and I'm sure there's probably a couple others in state that already have those deals too.
Is that a concern for you at all, that high school kids now suddenly they're going to start, being out? I mean, I guess they are anyway on IG and that, so... maybe they should get monetized, but it seems like it's getting kind of away a little.
Well, the only concern I have with it is you want to make sure that they're, I want to say, protected or have the right background and knowledge of it, and someone that's helping them through the process, because it's a new landscape, and this is not free money.
Yeah.
You get taxed on this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is income, and so those are things. There's legal parts. There's tax implications. There's different types of things that they need to have someone guiding them. It'd probably help if they had an agent. So it creates more complications in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the way of the world now. It's not going backwards, Todd. I mean, as you look at college sports and how it's changed so much. And so I just hope for the high school kids, if they're doing it, that they have people around them helping them navigate it.
Yeah. And taking this to the college level again, I mean, in terms of men's basketball in particular, I don't begrudge the guys getting freedom and money to play. But honestly, it does hurt the product. I mean, when we don't see a guy playing for the same team more than a single year, it's just so much turnover on every team. I mean, you have loyalty to the brand, of course, but you're not seeing the same players multiple years. And to me, that hurts the product a little.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not all NIL. The transfer portal has definitely – I look at those two things almost simultaneous, because they're happening. They're really becoming into prominence at the same time. And they are linked in some degrees, because when it's a lot easier to transfer now.
Yep.
And a lot of that the incentive to do it is, how much money can I get somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It is hard. Earlier this year, after the Gophers football season, it was like daily where a player would announce that he's coming back. And it was celebrated by the fans. And I kept thinking, one of them was Darius Taylor, who was a freshman running back.
Mm-hmm.
And we've reached that point where it's no longer you put out a press release saying I'm leaving. Now you put out a press release saying I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has become almost like the expectation that a certain percentage of your roster is going to leave, or if you have a great player, they're going to leave for more money somewhere else. And it does hurt the product.
Yeah.
You talked about basketball, not knowing from year to year who's going to be on the team. It's hard to develop that kind of emotional attachment when there's constant turnover at the roster.
Yeah. I bring that up because I hope that Ben Johnson isn't going to have to fight to keep every guy he has. It's got to be harder to go out and recruit guys if you have to be recruiting your own guys again to come back the following year. It seems like he's trying to recruit guys that are coming to you because that's where they want to be, not so much worried about the money.
Well, that's what you hope, but you never really know. And, Ben's lived this since he's been here. I mean, his first three teams were all dramatically different. I mean, you had just mass exodus when he got here, and then so much turnover. And so you look at what they've done this year, and yes, they haven't played well down the stretch. They're actually playing as we're recording this now against Michigan State, and they're up. But if they can keep that core and have them come back, Christie, Payne, Dawson Garcia, Elijah Hawkins, if that group can stay together because they can all come back, then you feel like you can build something. You can build some continuity and take what they started this year and continue that and move forward. But if you're constantly having to bring in seven new players every year, it's just hard to establish any kind of culture or any kind of systems of what you want to do. So hopefully Ben doesn't have to go through that this year, because I like what they've started here.
Yeah. If you were a columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, is that the name of the paper there?
Yeah.
If you were a columnist for them, how are you writing the Kirk Cousins signing?
I grew up in the South, and that was my dream paper when I was a kid. Well, you look what they did. They just traded for Rondale Moore. They're adding pieces around him. So I would say that the what they are doing right now, they see this as their moment to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Much like we wrote that in 2018 when the Vikings were coming off the NFC Championship game and they went and got Cousins. We felt like that was their moment to go for it. The Falcons have added, two receivers for him now in the last couple of days. So they're definitely trying to build that offense and build that team to win in the moment. So I would probably approach that, but,
Would you agree with the contract? Would you endorse the contract if you were a writer down there?
Probably not,
mm-hmm.
Because of his age and what we know about his career, that he's been a good quarterback, but he hasn't been a great quarterback. There's not a track record of postseason success. Mm-hmm. He was here 6 years and won one playoff game and was paid $185 million. So, but I don't know if they're going to dig that far into it or just look at the moves that they're making around him, and they upgraded that quarterback. And I mean, they clearly upgraded. At quarterback, so they may look at this as if you surround him with enough talent, maybe it'll work. I don't think it will, but that's definitely a lot of money they paid him. They're not paying him to come there and just be a fringe playoff team.
Nope.
That kind of contract with the moves they're making, they're expecting big things.
Chip, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Appreciate Chip Scoggins joining us here, columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And we have basketball just minutes away over on 106.5 FM, The Train. Rambo pregame coverage at 5:50 for New London Spicer girls basketball at the Class AA Consolation Semifinals. They're playing Perham. I have the call for you. That's over on The Train. That's live at 5 Sports with Todd and Sue Ann, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.